Hi, friends. Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist. We are social swingers who enjoy not just swinging, but naked fun.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast.
Hey, friends. Welcome to episode 22 of Friends with a Twist. I am one of your co-hosts, Kenzie, and I am joined by my beautiful, amazing co-host,
Madison here. Hi, guys. Hey. Wow, we got a lot to talk about in this episode.
Oh, my God. Right? This is going to go on forever.
Lots of shit. No, it's not. It's going to be great. But thank you for joining us. Also, thank you to all of you who have reached out and sent us messages on social media or via email to let us know your thoughts, your opinions, your feedback.
Love it.
A lot of positive stuff. So we appreciate that. Thank you. And if you aren't already, we are following us on social media. We are on Instagram and Twitter. FWAT_podcast. You can also email us at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. Mm-hmm. And also check out our website, friendswithatwist.com.
Yay.
And we'd appreciate if you're liking what you hear from us. If you could leave us a rating or a review on whatever podcast platform you use, we'd so appreciate that.
So our format, if you are just joining us for the first time, we have a couple different segments that we'll run through. We're going to start with a chick chat where we give you an update on what's new in our sexy lives. Then we tackle a topic in our life and the lifestyle segment, something that isn't necessarily a sexy story, but something that you're likely to encounter in the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And then we always have a going deep segment.
Oh, yeah.
Where we do get into the juicy details of a sexual encounter. And then we always wrap it up with a surprise question from one of our husbands, either Gary or Barry.
Mm-hmm.
We answer a question that they provide to us on the spot. We don't see it ahead of time. We don't get to think about a response. And that usually makes for a good time for many reasons, because we have no idea what we're doing and because we usually are feeling some of the fireball shots by then.
Yeah, so, correct.
So you got to stick with us until the end because it's usually a pretty good time.
And speaking of shots,
yeah,
we are going to roll right into our first fireball shot of the night, of the day, whenever you're listening,
whatever,
the morning.
Yeah.
Our first fireball shot of the episode. We always start off our chick chat with our fireball shots. So here we go. Cheers, Kenzie.
Cheers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was chilled a lot better than the first one. This is a little slightly more room temp. Oof. And for some reason, it's good.
Ah, love it. I feel all warm and fuzzy inside. Huh?
So our chick chat,
yeah.
Let's talk about what's new. What's new with you and Gary in your sexy lives?
All right. So not a ton this time, I'll be honest.
Mm-hmm. It happens.
Although we did attend the PGC, Pleasure Garden Club, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We attended their, I guess, Valentine's party.
Yes.
I don't know, a week or two ago?
Like
two weeks ago.
2 weeks ago now.
Time is fluid. The whole FWAT gang was there. You probably maybe saw a few photos by now or some stories and things. We posted a little bit about that.
You had on that crazy sexy like crop top kind of bustier.
I was
that
bejeweled.
Sparkled red top. I freaking love that thing.
You're welcome to borrow it anytime. And you had a beautiful pink dress on. I love that thing.
From my college days. Had that for years.
Doesn't matter. It's a classic.
Thank you.
So that party was really fun.
Yeah, it was.
I probably had a little too much fun that night. So for anybody who just listened to episode 21, when we talked all about alcohol and like, be careful and know yourself and know what to do. Do what I say and not what I do, because that was a little iffy.
That was not your worst.
Probably not. No. But not my best either. Still a fun night. But yeah, I was probably not entirely my best self the whole night. But we had fun.
It was really good music this time around. Yeah. I know sometimes it gets a little iffy with the DJ, whoever's on for the night. But I love the music this past time we went.
Yeah. No, it was really good. I don't know that we really, like, totally connected with anybody this time.
Same here, yeah.
But, you know, it happens. But it was still a fun night. So I think one of my kind of, like, pet peeves, and I don't know if I've said this before. I feel like I have, so bear with me, guys. Girls. Sluts. like, go talk to people. Gary is usually pretty good about reaching out to some couples ahead of time that are on the party list. Like, hey, we're going to be there too. It'd be great to run into you. Like, yay. Yeah.
Have a drink. Say hi.
Yeah. So we did that. We made an effort to go talk to a couple people that he had reached out to ahead of time. And like, it was fine. It was nice. But like, nobody ever comes up to us to say hello. And it like fucking drives us nuts after a while. I can acknowledge that over the years, like pre-lifestyle, I have been told that I'm intimidating. And I've been told that since I've been in the lifestyle. And like, whatever. Like, I'm not.
Once you get to know you.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Just fucking talk to people. Like, there's seriously, no harm in saying hello.
Yeah.
And you can pretty quickly read the vibe if the other couple or person is receptive or not. Yeah. So like, just fucking do it.
I noticed that too. And even at one point, Gary grabbed me, well, like, took my arm, and we went over to talk to some random couple, like, just pretending like we were a couple. Like, we just went up and, like, introduced ourselves and tried to make conversation.
Sure.
It worked for a few minutes, but then it was like, okay, like, you're not putting in a lot. It's just hard. I don't know why people
don't
want to mingle. Isn't that the point of going to these swinger clubs?
And I mean, I get it, especially like if you're newer, if it's your very first time, like, believe me, I understand that can be really intimidating and scary and what a whole host of emotions. Like, I do acknowledge that. But at the same time, like, if you've gotten the gumption to go, to put on your sexy outfit and you're at the damn club and you've paid your admission, like, make the most of it. What are you doing?
Yeah. I'd be happy if someone came up, like, any of you guys came up to Barry and I and started chatting. It doesn't mean, like, we're not, like, pouncing on you to, like, yeah, we got to fuck right now. No, we, like, literally just want to hang out, dance, get to know you, have drinks, have fun, laugh.
That's it.
Joy.
So much joy. So, okay, I will get off the soapbox now, but I'm just throwing that out there. Okay, fine. So we went to the party. It was fun. Great. The following weekend, I think it was, Gary and I had like absolutely nothing planned. And we were looking at some of the parties at the local club, like a little bit closer to us. Mm-hmm. And here's another pet peeve. I swear to God, I'm going to get happy in a second. They had like, so this is February and they had a schoolgirl night. And Gary and I fucking hate schoolgirl night. We're not into it. We don't like it. We don't go. 10 years in the lifestyle, we've never been to a freaking schoolgirl party. Like, it's just not our thing.
Aww.
I'm not into pedophilia. I don't want any part of it.
Well, there's in college
weird.
Girls. I think of it as college
fuck
girls.
Fuck it. I don't want any part of it. So we were like a little irritated. Like, fuck. Like, we had nothing else to do. Like, we would have just gone for the fuck of it.
Aww.
But they had like that stupid ass theme in February. Like, just...
It is a random time of year for that.
Anything else. Pick a color. Blue night. Fine. I will wear something blue. Like, I don't even care, but like, ugh. So again, personal pet peeve. Obviously, people love schoolgirl, and you should. You guys should rock on it. So
I know.
If it's your thing, jam on it.
Yeah,
it's just not ours. And it's like, why are you fucking having this in February? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to do it in September, back to school, fine.
Sure.
But all right. So pet peeve. Then we get happy. Woo! So our other two little tidbits, later this weekend, Gary and I are seeing some of our twisty friends, so
Ooh.
That should be a fun time.
I thought we were your twisty friends, bitch.
Well, you're my number one twisty friend.
Just kidding.
Calm down, Madison. So we're going to see some other people this weekend. Our other little tidbit, just quick, almost more of what are they called? Public service announcement, a PSA.
Oh, boy.
Gary passed his sex test. We try to do kind of like a quarterly, like, STD kind of checkup sort of thing, like, and we rotate so that both of us are sort of testing, you know, maybe a couple times a year. And Gary just happened to recently have done his test. It was a whole freaking ordeal, like, freaking biohazard. Like, he could only drop it off at certain locations. Like, it was a whole thing. He got it done. He's clear. We're good. So just a little PSA that... If you are not currently doing that, I might encourage you to at least think about it and keep yourself safe and healthy.
Wow, good point. Mm. That's not what I thought you were going to say, but that's great information.
That he passed his test.
And congrats. But that
Gary's a dirty bastard.
It is good information. Even like with, yeah, you use condoms all the time, but all the oral sex and swapping and whatnot.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah.
That's good, healthy news. Well, you thank know. You, Kenzie.
So, yeah. So, Gary's clean if anybody wants to bang him quick before he gets all dirty.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
What's new with you and Barry?
Well, on that note, let's see. I guess most recently... Now, it's been like a week, but Barry and I randomly went out on a weeknight. I know, it's a big deal. And
scandal.
We met up for dinner with one of the couple, the one couple, younger couple that we brought to the last Paradise Club party.
Oh, yeah.
Not that we brought them, but we invited them to it with us. And so anyway, it's a couple that we've met before. We met them out for dinner and drinks and then invited them back to our house and had a quite lovely, mainly soft swap.
Okay.
Play session with them. So
very nice.
I'm not going to give away any details because I'm going to save that for a future episode.
Ooh.
However, I will say that I don't know if any of you follow our social media. A couple weeks ago, I posted a photo with the Promescent, one of their products, because we had gotten that awesome sample box from them to try out new products. One of the things that we got in there was before and after wipes.
Yeah.
So I actually like set up our house before we had this couple come back over. Like our upstairs and downstairs bathroom, I put out four little, they're individually wrapped before and after wipes. I put out... some mouthwash on each of the bathroom, like mini individual use mouthwash. Like I like set the freaking scene, but I was just so thankful at that moment, like that I had something to put out for people to like clean themselves with after play. Cause not everybody thinks about that.
Right.
So I will say like, that's one of my favorite products that I use all the time from them.
Yeah.
So I just want to throw that out there. So thank you for that. I freaking love that stuff. Mm. And it's just good to keep in your purse when you go out and whatnot. Because you never know when you're going to play.
Maybe
quick little freshen up down there. But besides that, I honestly can't think of anything too sexy besides that PGC party that we all went to together. But I will say, we are in the works. I think a couple episodes ago, I mentioned that we were talking about Podbash 2022. Mm-hmm. Like, if it was possible.
Yeah.
It's official, guys.
It's happening.
It's happening. This October 2022, we're doing another Pod Bash. We will post on our social media a little flyer about the event with the dates. It's going to be at Secrets again. So if you'd like to meet us and some other amazing podcasters, which we will again detail on a future social media post, please try to book and come down to see us. We'd love to meet you guys. Secrets is so fun. You can be naked, topless, whatever you want to be there. Out in the sun by the pool all day. We'll have some fun events planned during that weekend. It's a long weekend, so like a Thursday to Sunday kind of thing. Another fucking party. Woo!
I think that's it. We're going to wrap this up because we have a ton of other stuff to talk about.
Ooh, yeah.
So that's what's going on with us. We are going to take a quick break, probably have another shot, and then we will be back for Life in the Lifestyle.
Woo, we are back for Life in the Lifestyle. Ooh. This episode, we are going to focus on a touchy subject.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. We're going to focus on performance issues for the male.
The penis issues.
Penis issues, basically.
We can tackle female issues another time, but in the we don't want to be here for 3 days.
No.
So we're just
there's a lot to talk about.
Focus on one. Yeah.
We're not
picking on you guys, but like it just...
It's a common thing.
Yeah.
It's a common fucking thing. Yeah. We've all experienced it. We both experienced issues with performance, so we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, we are. Here we go.
Well, there's a couple different issues with the cocks. All right. Yeah, they're great. But there's some downfalls too. Even the great ones. There are times where the man just can't get it up in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
There's a coming too quickly issue. Mm. There's a few different things
that
I know we've both experienced in the lifestyle. So we're going to give you our thoughts on it. Our opinions, and we also got some really great feedback via Twitter.
Oh gosh,
because we put out a poll.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to share some of that, Kenzie?
Ooh, okay.
It was a lot. We got so much good feedback. We're not going to read it all, but we really appreciate you guys.
But go to Twitter and read it your damn self if you want to know, because it was amazing.
Follow us on Twitter.
Yes. Okay. So my question was basically for the men, if you're, and I used the eggplant emoji because I thought I was cute. I didn't know if Twitter would let me say dick. I guess so. I don't think Instagram
would. They show porn, basically.
All right. So I was trying to be fun. But anyway, so if your member isn't rising to the occasion during a play session, what do you prefer your play partner to do? tell us what the swinger ladies should know. And I provided a couple options. Keep giving it attention, which got 34% of the vote. Leave it alone, which was 17% of the vote. Go back to their partner, 28% of the vote. And then other. And I asked people to comment, and that was 21% of the vote.
Wow.
So definitely got a lot of good comments. I will read a couple here in a second.
Yeah.
But I think kind of the takeaway from this is no one thing is going to magically work for everybody. Well, shocker, right?
Right.
So, yeah. So I think just being able to communicate, like, I think as a female swinger, this isn't the end of my world if you're having an issue for a minute.
True, true.
But just, like, tell me what you need. Mm-hmm. Like, if you want me to go play with the other three members of the foursome for a minute while you just chill, that's fine. But just say that. Or, like, if you just need to go get a drink of water, that's fine.
Yeah.
Just say that. So I think I'm probably going to end up saying this ad nauseum tonight, but, like, communicate with your play partner. Whatever it is that you need, I think will be well received.
Seriously. Yeah.
The woman that you're with just needs to know what you want or need in that moment. Like, it's not the end of the night. It's not the end of the world.
I agree.
Just say some words.
Just and be honest.
We can work with it. Yeah,
exactly. Okay.
So beyond that, some of the amazing comments that we got on Twitter. I'm just going to read some stuff. I love you guys. Thank you so much for commenting. I'm sorry that I'm not like shouting you out. Okay. Sometimes men are distracted watching their woman. So I have taken them into a different room if it doesn't cross boundaries or offer for them to come in my mouth. That always works. But if neither work, then just pleasure me, please. Another Twitter follower friend said, have fun with everybody else and let me watch while I work through my shit with like the little devil emoji. So like it was fun.
It's from a male.
Yeah. depends on the situation. If I've gotten into my head about it, I'll ask to give me a few minutes, take a bathroom break. Do a breathing / meditation exercise to see if it's something I can get past. If I can't get past it or it's due to too much alcohol, to be continued. A couple people said different things about focusing on the female for a minute and like giving her some pleasure in a variety of ways, oral, fingers, toys, etc. A couple people kind of made reference to different things about like basically just taking a break for a minute, grabbing some water, just kind of like regrouping, which again, I think is totally fine.
It's
just say that.
I feel like these are all things that I've experienced like or have recommended to somebody to do. So common.
A couple people did reference the fact about like talk with the other person, just like let them know what's going on, offering other ways to kind of have some physical like stimulation and pleasure. So yeah, I think that the takeaways, if I can, from our messages, and I think I'll just speak for myself, communication and being willing to do some other things, I think, are helpful tactics. But again, there's no one thing that's going to work for everybody.
God, no.
Yeah.
No, but that was awesome feedback. A lot of feedback for this issue. So clearly, like, guys, don't feel bad. This is across the board.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Kind of thing. Like, you're not alone if you're experiencing this, especially in the lifestyle setting. It's so exciting. Like, you get so worked up and, like, you're bound to have, I don't know, issues that might interrupt play. One of the issues we have both experienced is the issue with not being able to stay hard or get it up for the length of time that we require to have a fun, full, long play session.
Yeah.
I honestly kind of relate that sometimes to maybe too much alcohol, which we kind of talked about last episode.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just, I really think it's guys getting in their own heads a lot of the time.
So I can recall a time when Gary and I were pretty new to the full swap arena. And to just make it short and sweet, Gary was like going to Pound Town with her, like over on the couch, I think it was. And me and the gentleman were on the floor. I know, super sexy. But he was, you know, having some issues. And I think for me, it wasn't so much like I wasn't really upset with the guy necessarily. Like, I was more upset at kind of the mismatch that, like, Gary was already, like, off and running. Mm. And I kind of felt like, okay, well, now what do I do? Like, how long I try to make this work? Like, what do, like, how do I navigate this? And absolutely, some of that was just my own newness to mm-hmm. that scenario. Mm-hmm. But as I recall it, that gentleman did not really make any effort to communicate nor do anything for me. So, like, those are not ideal
situations.
That
doesn't help anything.
Yeah. Like, okay, great. Now what? So, yeah. That, I mean, that's one example that I can share. But what about you, Madison? Do you have an experience with this?
Yeah, a few over the years, a few different times, this has definitely come up. And I come up. Oh, God. No. I know that at least in the past few years, what has kind of been successful to help some of the guys I've known get through this is, sorry to say it, but like medicinal products, as far as like Hims or Viagra, like ordering something like that to just have on standby. Like, you know, you're going to have a play session. I don't know what it is sometimes. I feel like it's just in guys' heads, or they're seeing their partner do something and they're so distracted that they can't perform. And guys like can't focus on one thing at a time. Mm. I've tended to notice. So products like that, if you can orally ingest something to help you stay hard and long for a play session, I think has been very beneficial. A lot of the time, I feel like in the past, though, that I've experienced, it's guys maybe drinking too much. It's the alcohol, the whiskey dick. Like,
yeah.
And for a female, that gets fucking annoying. Like, I'm going. I'm trying. Like, I'm fucking sick of trying. You should just do something to me now. Let's fucking stop this.
Yeah.
Because it's annoying.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
And I mean, again, like from my perspective as a woman in the lifestyle, if I'm playing with you, man.
Yeah.
And you know, in whatever way that you know this information, that it just ain't gonna fucking happen.
Yeah.
Just tell me.
Oh my God, yeah.
That's fine. Like, we can find alternates. We can do different things. We can incorporate the whole group, like whatever. There are options.
True that.
For everyone to still have like a good fun night.
Yeah.
But just talk. Just let me know what's happening.
How many times have we said just fucking communicate from day one? Like, whether it's a health problem or, you know, it's just a situational issue, whatever it is, just it makes such a difference to just say that up front.
Yeah.
And the female that you're with, or the male that you're with, whatever the case may be, they're prepared to know. Maybe it'll just be more a soft swap kind of thing, an oral thing. You don't need to go all the way every time and come on someone's face. Like, it doesn't need to be that extreme. You can have fun besides coming.
Oh, absolutely.
and just the play with toys, play with just your mouth and doing things for a while. It doesn't always have to be penetration and full on hard dick coming in a female. I don't, like, I feel like we focus on that too much. So that kind of bothers me. It doesn't always have to be that way. I would just like to know up front, just like you said too.
Yeah.
But then the other issue is the guys that are super excited and come too quickly, which we've both experienced as well, which is great. Like, I'm going to talk about this in my story. I find so much like joy in like having that power. Like, you know that you can turn someone on to the point where they just get so worked up so fast.
They can't even control it anymore.
Don't
they're
you
just
love
so,
that dominatrix like type of feeling?
That's good feeling.
Love that. However, there can be downfalls over the years.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Yes. Because unfortunately, the female takes a lot longer to like get to that point for the most part, or at least personally, I do. And guys, you can work them up. And then by the time you're ready to go, they're way beyond where you are.
Yeah.
And it ends too quickly, which is just sad because it's so great. You want more.
I know, but it's like a sick cosmic joke, because I think there's plenty of research to confirm that. Like, the time to orgasm, there is a huge discrepancy. Like, statistically speaking, there's a huge discrepancy between like men and women.
Yeah, and I feel like guys just get so excited. They're so cute. They just love everything. And these sexual swinger scenarios. Okay, females get very excited too.
Well, yeah.
But for guys, unfortunately, it's more of an issue because it can kind of impact the play a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I've heard advice as far as like guys maybe jerking off beforehand before a play session, or having sex with their partner beforehand. Yeah. I think.
All right. So in fairness, I think that there is this difference between like men and women and length of time sometimes and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, there can be a difference between like I came sooner than I wanted to, but it wasn't 30 seconds either. Like, you know what I mean? Like some of this is like, this is all relative. But anyway, we had received a question from a listener a little while ago. So if you're still listening, thank you for hanging in there.
I hope so.
But basically their question was kind of around, like, say that you begin a play session and the female is giving a blowjob to the male. And if the man happens to finish quickly, like, what happens next? The listener was saying that he feels like most people are kind of a one-shot trick pony and are done for the evening. Or I guess he was kind of wondering, like, if you've been in the lifestyle a little while, like, are swingers able to kind of develop stamina to be able to do it again quickly? And I would say, in my experience, I feel like I've experienced more of the one-shot scenario. There are definitely guys that can like boot and rally for round two. And I think even with that, it's definitely a matter of time. I think some guys are going to take a little bit longer than others for round two.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's like, it's fine. Again, like there's a physiological process happening here. But in my experience, I would say probably the majority are more of like the one and done kind of guys. But I don't know about you, Madison. Have you found them? The twofers and the threefers.
Can I honestly say I'm kind of scared by the guys who can like just like come and rally. They kind of scare me a little bit.
They should be in porn, really. I mean, they're missing a calling.
It's a little intimidating and I'm a little scared by them. I'm sorry. That's just honestly because I'm like afraid it's like, when do you stop?
Yeah.
When does it stop? I love it, but like, oh my God, like when is it going to stop? But as far as going back to, yeah, if you're giving a blowjob and you end up making the guy come, I'd feel like, okay, great. I feel fucking amazing about my skills. That's awesome. That was my goal, kind of. But I'd hope then that the male that I was with would like not forget that there's other ways to pleasure and play in the lifestyle. Yeah. So pleasuring me with their mouth or fingers or toys or whatever the case may be. Like, I don't need to do anything else with their cock at that point, but they can do a sure hell of a lot to me. Just saying, selfishly. Obviously, I know it can be embarrassing for guys, but seriously, they can definitely like redeem themselves, or I don't know, not redeem because it is what it is, but just there's other ways to let the female feel pleasured and experience her share of the fun even after they've come. Like, it's not the end all be all. Guy comes, session's over. No thank you. Yeah. We don't do that. Like, things
I am not
on.
Interested in that option.
There's more to it than just that. And Barry and I have kind of experimented with the delay sprays and the delay wipes a little bit to help with this scenario. We've kind of tested it out on Barry for play sessions in the future to see like what maybe works the best. I'm personally very particular. Like, the delay sprays can sometimes make my mouth numb. Mm. Oh, actually, some of the wipes too. I don't know. Mm-hmm. He surprised me one time. He didn't tell me he put anything on. It was a spray at that point. And I went down on him and I was like, what's this? Nope, didn't say anything. And I was like, what did you put on here? I taste this. What is this?
What's wrong with
my
your
mouth
cock?
Is numb. Why are my lips numb? What's wrong with your cock? He's like, no, I put the delay wipes on. I was like, oh man, tell me ahead of time. I know we were just testing it, but like, those things can be good, but please test them out ahead of time to make sure, like, I don't know, you or at least your regular partner can tolerate them. Right. Have you ever used that stuff?
Yeah.
What? Not a good experience. Yeah.
Well, okay, so a little side note. So Gary and I, maybe the mistake was trying more than one product at a time. Like, in a true experimental fashion, you really should just be testing like one variable at a time. So he used the delay spray, I think it was. And I also used the, like the warming, like arousal gel or whatever it was.
Okay.
On like the same night. And like it. Frankly, it didn't end well. Like, I was like numb. Like, I was not aroused. Oh, so I need to like figure out what happened there and try it again.
Yeah.
And then he was like too delayed and like nothing really happened.
You're like, come on.
We were going at it for a while and we both were finally just like, this ain't gonna happen. So let's like skip the chafing and call it a night.
God.
Like,
oh God. That's like the whiskey dick. It goes.
Yeah, it's just like, there's no end in sight, right?
Stop.
Yeah. But like us being us and together forever, aww, like we could just fucking call it. Absolutely. You know what I mean? Like the yeah, mercy rule. But if you're like with a partner, like that could be an yeah, awkward conversation. Right. Oh yeah. It's weird. So anyway, so we need to further experiment and isolate the variables and like do a little more research, because I think there's great potential in these products.
Absolutely.
But we fucked it up a little bit there. So
I would say one at a time, because yes, Barry and I have found success with okay, something that does see, help a little. But yeah, mixing too much into play right off the bat is
just, yeah, it's not good.
Recipe for disaster.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to freaking say this every 5 seconds, but like just communication, because Gary gave me his permission to share this. I don't want people to mm-hmm, think I'm like ratting him out. Gary, bless his heart, is typically like ready to go. Like if you like wink at him or like there's a stiff breeze in the air, like he's ready to go. Bless his heart. But in some cases, he can be like a little too ready to go.
Yeah.
So he has found success in frankly just expressing that to his partner. Like, hey, like if I, you know, kind of give you a signal during a blowjob, like I just need a break. It's not like you're not doing anything wrong, like, but it's good.
It's too good.
It's too good. Yeah. So frankly, like he has found success in just fucking communicating with his partner and letting them know, like sometimes like I'm just like ready and like I need a break for a second so that we can continue.
Yeah.
And to respect, date, there has been no negative feedback or blowback from that. Like it just is helpful. So there you go. Who would have thunk Gary is like the model fucking citizen here in communication for sexual play?
That's weird. No, just kidding. That's good advice, though. Like, love you, Gary. Totally get that. If a guy is just loving it too much, it's admirable that yeah, he knows his limit and can just be like, whoa, like I need a minute here. This is too amazing. Like yeah, it's too much. Let me do something else for a minute.
Yeah,
or get water, mm-hmm, or just do something else.
Yeah, yeah.
To the female for a minute.
And I think the last kind of issue that we will illustrate mm-hmm, here is we've kind of alluded to this a little bit already, but like the not ejaculating, it just ain't gonna happen.
That's interesting. I will personally say I don't think I've ever come across that scenario personally. Mm-hmm. I know it could be from health issues, or mm-hmm, it could just be from like you just cannot do it with someone else but your partner or yeah, yourself. Like mm-hmm, mm-hmm, interesting. That's yeah, an interesting topic.
I've had a couple partners kind of warn me ahead of time that like they just don't. It's not going to happen. Like
did
I think
it's why?
Kind of, not really in specifics, but I think it's kind of that, like, that they really just, it's, like, only with their partner.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool.
I feel like there's been a couple or two over the years, because I'm such a slut, that have, like, more of a rule. It's not necessarily, like, the physical aspect of it, but, like, their preference, essentially, or their rule in some cases is, mm-hmm, like, he's going to finish with his
partner.
Wife. Yeah. Which I can totally respect.
Okay.
But then that can be kind of an interesting dynamic.
That could be tough to
navigate.
Control.
Yeah. Wow. So anyway, so some of those kinds of situations. And then two, I think I've been in a scenario where it was kind of like that whiskey dick, like we mentioned a few minutes ago, mm-hmm, that like it was up, it was hard, we were doing things, but there was just like no end in sight. Or even in one case that I remember pretty clearly, like the whole night was a little bit of a clusterfuck. So there's that. But anyway, Gary and I were playing on one bed. We were in a hotel room. And this other couple was going at it on the other bed in the hotel room. Mm-hmm. And I mean, Gary and I had like finished, done. I think we like brushed our teeth. We were ready for bed. Like whatevs. Maybe not.
Yeah.
I don't know. But like, and they were like still going and still going. And like freaking Energizer Bunny just pounding away. I don't know.
Damn.
Trying to like come to Jesus. I don't even know what was happening anymore. And Gary and I just were sort of like, what the fuck? Like, how is she enjoying it anymore? I mean, whatever. That's terribly judgy. Maybe she was. But like, we just were not understanding the dynamic. And like, maybe they had it figured out and
yeah,
this is
true,
what they do and
true,
whatever. So like, what the fuck do I know? But from our perspective on the other bed, we're like, oh my God.
Still?
Like, still?
I don't know if there's not like a set time limit.
No.
By any means.
No.
But I feel like you should be cognizant if you're in a play session with another couple mm-hmm. and they're finishing, they're getting ready for bed, they're all done. Like, at least kind of be like, maybe we should just wrap it up for now.
Yeah.
Finish another time.
Right.
Be respectful.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it is. It is a tough line. It's a tricky balance. Like, yeah. I mean, I totally, you know, acknowledge all of that. There can be kind of some of those weird situations out there that you just have to try to delicately navigate as they come up.
And don't take it personal. For the most part, I think it's kind of more on the person themselves, and it's not on you. Like, don't take it personal. Feel like you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Try to communicate if you can, for the most part.
Because I've had that over the years, and probably mm-hmm. more so like earlier in the swing career, feeling like, oh my God, like, what's wrong with me? Like,
yeah, same
he
here.
Doesn't find me sexy. Like, I'm not doing this right. Like, what am I doing wrong? And I would probably say the vast majority of the time, like, it ain't about you, bitch. Like,
honestly, I know.
You that kinda, are fine.
Yeah, that kind of goes into like our whole takeaway message for all of this. Like, I feel like it's inevitable that you're going to experience some performance issues at some point in the swinging world, whether you're the person with them or you're the one that is the partner of the one experiencing them or whatever the case may be. But mm-hmm. like we said, I wouldn't take it personally if you're the one kind of on the receiving end. Just try not to make a big deal out of it. Like, everyone has something going on.
Oh, yeah. Or
it's not necessarily a bad thing. It could just be too good that it's leading to performance issues. So not every day is the Super Bowl.
I'm not trying to like place blame or anything like that. But if you are the female and you know that your partner sometimes has some issues, maybe just keep an eye out for that. And if you happen to kind of glance over and can tell that things are not working well, or I don't know, if there seems to be sort of an issue, swoop in and start making out with the other woman for a little bit if that's something that you're comfortable
some distraction
with.
Or something else.
Just like mix it up a little bit. The whole trick to swinging is that there are all these different like interactions happening at once.
These swinging parts.
So the more that you can just communicate or kind of like gently like switch and alter and like flow into some different options might be helpful. Yeah. But I guess, just know that it's going to happen at some point. Something's not going to go perfectly. Maybe have some ideas of how to navigate that or some other things to try along the way.
Perfectly said.
Oh my God. Okay. Where I'm just getting out of this freaking sand trap while I can.
Let's take a shot and let's get back with our Going Deep segment.
Yeah. All right, friends, we are back for our Going Deep segment, and this episode is brought to you by Miss Madison. And I personally have been dying to hear this story for, I think, 2 months now. Like, I knew that it happened.
Yeah, I couldn't keep it inside.
But I have I knew that this event, this encounter, this encounter had happened. She has not shared any of the details with me. I have a couple educated guesses as to perhaps what happened, but I am dying to hear this story the same as all of you are. So without further ado, I turn it over to Madison and taking us deep.
Thank you, Kenzie. Let's get deep. So this episode's story is about when Barry and I had met up with our friend, single male, who I dubbed Blaze. Mm-hmm. That's his name. Because I Googled hot men names and that's the one that stood out to me. So,
and we've heard about him before in a different story. Yes.
We have had him over to our house before. So this is just another scenario, thankfully, that went really well. So what we did this time around, this was now, 2 months ago at this point.
A little while ago, I know
flies.
We're backed up on stories here.
But we invited Blaze out to just meet us at a local pub. We just wanted to meet up for drinks. And then clearly we made it known that we were interested in more happening back at our house. So we met out at this local bar. It was kind of weird at first. Like, I had went to the place not being super dressed up because I know the place it is. It's not like divey, but like I had on this long sleeve black like bodycon dress, these over the knee, like thigh high boots. Mm. So like sexy,
those
but not
boots.
Like overly sexy because it's a small place. There are a lot of townies there. Like, I didn't want it to be super obvious that I was there with two men that I was going to fuck, because I think people probably already had that idea.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
So anyway, we met there. Both Blaze and Barry were looking good. They both kind of matched. They had on their long sleeve little flannel shirts. Aww. It was just perfect.
Yay.
So we hung out there for a little while. We ordered just some snacks, some appetizers. I actually shared a little bit with Blaze and Barry, like the appetizer I ordered, which is a big step, sharing food. So anyway, we did that.
And Madison doesn't share food.
So then we had enough time there. There were enough of the drunks, the local drunks. Seriously, they were watching football, doing shots. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry I invited you here. But we invited him back to our house at that point.
Okay.
We were just hanging out at our downstairs home bar, having a couple drinks. We were talking about actually things we have done in the lifestyle, but things we have not done before.
Oh.
It just kind of came up out of the blue. Like, what have you not done, but maybe you've wanted to do?
Mm-hmm.
So obviously I was willing to share. I was like, gangbang, number one. And number two, DP or DVP. Okay. Like, never done that, but interested in possibly experiencing that.
Mm-hmm. What did Blaze say?
So to be honest, it's been 2 months, but from what I remember him saying is that he had experienced the DP thing, but I'm not sure like how well it went or if he's interested in kind of doing that again.
Mm-hmm.
He actually, what I remember him saying is there's not much he hasn't experienced. That's what he said. It's all coming back to me.
All right.
Yeah. So he was pretty much like, he didn't really have a good answer for that. Like he's done a lot, experienced a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, okay, fine. But anyway, hint, hint, we will come back to this. Mm.
Getting there.
So we were hanging out for a little while. We were watching some football on the TV. I always take a little bit to kind of get just comfy to just putting myself out there. Like, it takes me a minute to just not come in.
Pussy.
Yeah. I don't just walk in the house and just take my clothes off all the time. Sometimes
on the day.
Sometimes I need a minute. Like, I feel awkward taking it to that point, especially when we're kind of friends with a person. So eventually, I didn't go up and change. All I did was I just took my dress off. We were all down it off.
Here I am.
Exactly. Like
hot.
I don't know. It takes me a little, but once I get there, I'm okay.
Boom. Go in.
So I had on this red and black, like lacy bra, this tiny little black thong. Nice. Simple, but fine. Classy.
No, right? Sounds amazing.
So then Blaze just, like, we were already kind of standing close, like, at the bar. Yeah, we were just standing at that point. And he just came over. He started to make out with me, like, lightly touching my body all over. At that point, like I said, I was just in bra and panties, so it was lovely.
Mm-hmm.
I have noticed that I do this thing where when I'm kind of turned on or into somebody, I, like, push myself into them a little bit. Like, I push my body into them, and I could just, like, feel his body.
Take
like, I could feel he was getting hard down there. And what did I say earlier? Like, something turns me on about having that control, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a creepy way, but, like, that control over a guy where, like, I know I'm the one doing this. Like, that turns me on. So the whole time we were just standing there making out, like, touching each other, Barry was behind the bar, and he had asked if it was okay if he took pictures. And Blaze said yes. I said yes. Well, yeah, it sounded great, but then I looked at the pictures, and they really weren't the best. But
I have not seen these pictures, friends, just so you all know.
And I didn't share them with Blaze because, no, I think I deleted them. But they just, I don't know. I don't think they did us justice.
All right, that's
but
fair.
Anyway.
I get it,
I was thrilled that he was open to it, so I'm hoping in the future we can get some sexy
coordinate
photos.
Yeah.
Then both Blaze and I, we went over to the couch downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
He sat down. I straddled him. Apparently, like, that's my move. I just sit men just down do and it. Straddle them Fuck on it. Couches. But I was, like, kind of grinding him, like, dry humping, basically, because he had his pants on. He just had his boxers on at that point. I had my thong on still, my bra. We were just making out, and I was, like, riding him, but not being penetrated at that point.
Sure.
He was getting so hard. Like, I was just so turned on by that.
But that's a good feeling. Like, when you can feel it. Yeah.
I honestly was, like, loving the control that I kind of think I could tell it was too much for him, but I just kept going because I was just so turned on by what I was doing to him.
Yeah.
I kind of knew that maybe this was too much for him and I should probably just back off a sec, but I didn't.
Greedy
bitch. So then I looked at him and I was kind of like, is it time to go upstairs? And, like, he agreed. He's like, yes. He couldn't nod his head fast enough. I agreed. this whole time, Barry wasn't even like in the play session. Like, he was outside kind of watching. Like I said, he was trying to take some good pictures for us, like giving us space, basically, yeah. is what Barry was doing.
Okay.
So when we all finally agreed to go upstairs, we like ran upstairs to the bedroom. We had already had a candle lit up in our bedroom. Ooh. There was music on the TV. Oh, we had the dim lights.
Look at you. Yeah,
I know.
Fancy.
We set the mood again. So he laid down on our bed, and then I basically just, again, got on top of him. Same thing, started making out with him, and I was then finally going down, like, taking his boxers off so then I could just put my hands on his cock. Fucking rock hard, like, scarily rock hard.
Oh, that's so hot, though.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. It just felt amazing. So I was just, we were making out when I was just grabbing his cock, and then finally I had to just put my mouth on it. So I went down on him, like I was using my hands and sucking his cock at the same time, which is, I just love the combination
of things. I think
that's
a good combo, yeah.
Even to myself, like I love when someone uses their hands and their mouth at the same time.
Okay.
So, and from what I could tell by his like moans and body shakes, he enjoyed it. So
something was going well.
So hot. Right. Barry was up there with us again at that point, and finally Barry comes into the play too. He comes up behind me and shocks the hell out of me, but he puts my little pink butt plug jewel in my ass.
Ooh.
Shocked the fuck out of me. But
boom.
That's just the only guy that can do that.
Yeah.
Without asking.
Yeah, yeah.
He knows that one I'm totally okay with. So he slid it in again. I think we did this last time we played with Blaze.
Was it like lubed up, or he just like, boom, bitch, take it?
Very little lube, I believe, but there was lube on it. No, right, he would never just hard-ass stick something cold in my ass. But yeah, there was a little bit of lube.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Yes.
So at that point, because I was sucking Blaze's cock, and I was like on my knees at that point, so it was easy for Barry to just come behind and do that.
Easy access.
So then,
yeah.
Exactly. So Barry was behind me. Once that was in, he started fingering, licking my pussy. Like, I was just so fucking amped up at that point.
Yeah, that
so
sounds
wet.
Fucking amazing.
I have what I want in my mouth. I have what I want, like, behind, like, I know it's coming from behind me. Mm-hmm. Coming from behind me. Yeah. But, like, I knew it was going to happen. I was so turned on by this. Eventually, I was still sucking Blaze's cock, but Barry then starts to fuck me in my pussy, too, from behind. So I'm bent over sucking on him and, like, getting fucked from behind.
Amazing. With the butt plug in.
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
Oh, that adds so much. Like, have you had sex like that? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, love it. Don't you love it? It's like extra good, I don't know, extra good sensations. Everything's just tight because there's so much stuff.
Yeah, there's
in
like
there.
Some extra pressure happening. Like, yeah, I got you.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Butt plug, penis, sucking on cock. Got
yes.
it.
Yes.
Okay.
So finally, I take a breather from sucking Blaze's cock, and Barry slips out of me. I get on top of Blaze and I start fucking him while Barry's just laying next to us, kind of touching me a little bit, just giving me and Blaze a moment to kind of test the waters a little bit together.
Okay.
And then good old Barry suggests, why don't we try DP? I was like,
Barry!
What? Yes. What? Wait, yes. No, I don't know. Like, never done it before.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, internally, I'm freaking out.
Was
it
on your radar?
Was not on my radar. Yeah. Even with our conversation downstairs.
Yeah,
I thought it was just normal swinger combo. Like, yeah, never done this. Cool. That'd be cool. Yeah, great.
Nope.
It was propositioned by my husband. So I didn't say no. I was like, okay, yeah. I was worried because I thought it would be too much down there.
No, I think that's a reasonable concern.
That was my main fear. Like, it'd be too much. It would hurt. And also the body mechanics of trying to make that work with two guys. Mm-hmm. So what we did was Blaze was laying on his back. I stayed on top of him, like facing him on my knees, like riding him. Was that cowgirl or whatever?
Yeah.
So then Barry obviously had to kind of straddle over him to get behind me.
Okay.
And slid his cock right in my ass. He pulled that butt plug out. It was ready to go. Like, that just, like, stretches me out in like a good enough position.
All right.
So like, I didn't even want to move. Like, I'm straddled over Blaze, cock in me. Barry slides his cock in my ass, and I just, like, freeze. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, don't move. Okay. All right, go slow. Like, it took a minute to get the jive, and plus I was nervous. Like, can all that happen at once?
Okay.
Obviously, I know it can, but I've never done it before. But it was so good. It was so good. I'm not even going to lie. Like, obviously, anal is intense pleasure anyway, like, in a good way, but when you have something real in your pussy too, like, amazing. They got the jive for a while. I honestly barely had to move. I just like froze and they just moved. It was great. I didn't have to do anything selfishly. But I was already like so wet and turned on. It did not take long for me to come. Like I was moaning so loud. Everything was wet. I was like closing my eyes, feeling the motion. Like I've never felt that intense pleasure before. Yeah. It was amazing.
Woof. Did you like, I don't even know how to ask, like stretched? Like, did you like?
Oh, I know what you mean. No.
Okay.
No. I felt like totally normal.
Totally
like,
natural.
Yep. This is how it's supposed to be. Yeah. Like everything stretches appropriately.
The body
but not,
just responds.
Yeah. But not like abnormal. Like I felt like, oh, fuck, I'm going to be messed up for a week now or something. No, not at all. It felt just like natural.
All right. Which tell me more about like the rhythm. Like, was this like a coordinated effort?
Yeah.
Like, how did the two, like, so you said like you were kind of stationary a little bit.
I moved a little, but not
like,
really.
So yeah, how did the movement, the flow, the jive, how did that happen? How did that
it
work?
It was kind of like an alternating thing, like a back and forth situation. So like Blaze would go in me a little, Barry would pull out, then Barry would go in. I'd lift up a little from Blaze. Like it was a nice alternating. So it wasn't too much like both of them going in at the same time. It was a little bit at first and at times it happened. Mm-hmm. But I think the most successful was when they kind of alternated. Like it gave them both space to enter me appropriately.
Like a little seesaw action.
Like it was, it was a seesaw.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
That's what it was. And I recommend this to all females out there who like to try. I was scared by it and now I'm a believer. And I cannot believe I got to check that off my list. It was super, super fucking unexpected. So thank you, Barry.
Wow.
But like we were going at it not for super, super long, but just long enough that it was obviously pleasurable. But it finally got to the point where I was satisfied. Like Barry was okay to take a minute. He kind of went to clean himself up, changed his condom, took that off, got cleaned up a little bit. While Barry stepped away to do all that, Blaze and I just fucked a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And then Barry came back in, and that was then Blaze's chance to kind of step away, take a breather like we talked about, go into the bathroom for a minute. And Barry came back, and he started just fucking me doggy style until he came. So like Barry was a champ for that night. He just kept like, he just wanted to, I think Barry got so turned on also by the new situation we were a part of. Like he just wanted to keep fucking too. So Barry was fucking me from behind for a while. Blaze came back in. I was kind of touching, making out with him a little bit. But then ultimately, like, I just collapsed on the bed and I was like, okay, guys, good. Like, I'm good. I could do this all night, but I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, I was fully satisfied that I wanted to satisfy them, but I think they were both okay, too, at that point. They had both kind of, they had come, like, we had all come all over each other.
Everybody
like, it fucking happened in the condoms appropriately, yes. But, like, it was enough that we didn't need to keep kind of going and going.
Okay.
Like, I think we hit that limit where it was perfect, and we just needed to end there, and we did. And I was fucking spent. Amazing.
Wow. So you mentioned sort of, like, this little seesaw action, like, kind of, like, with the in and outs. Like, any other logistical issues?
Thankfully, not that I noticed.
Okay. The guys just kind of figured it out.
Yeah, I think because I think that Blaze had experienced before. He was just like, he just kind of knew where to be. He was okay with it. Like, both of them are not necessarily bisexual. So, like, it wasn't trying to be too much like,
no.
I don't know. That I feel like with straight guys, like, that kind of comes into play a little bit. So, it's a little concerning. But when you're in the moment trying to pleasure a female, like, that kind of goes out the window. Like, things are going to touch.
Yeah,
so, like, Barry had to get over and, like I said, kind of straddle his legs apart to get inside of me.
Yeah.
And, like, we were just all okay with logistically that we stayed in that one position and that's how it worked.
Yeah. Do you feel like was one hole more pleasurable than the other? Or was it just like an equal division of pleasure?
Probably equal. I'll say equal.
Okay.
I feel like my ass is always a little extra sensitive.
Yeah.
But I don't want to take away from having like someone out like Blaze in my pussy. Like that was amazing too.
Yeah,
so like
yeah,
the combination of both in the moment was nothing beats the other. Like
all
they
good.
Were magical.
Yeah. Okay.
Everything was the same. Like in a very good way.
All right. And I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this question, but would you do it again?
Duh. Yes. With like someone that I'm comfortable with, obviously with Barry in the room too.
Yeah.
And I would definitely take into consideration, they're both very well endowed. Like men with cocks. Like,
yeah. The good cocks.
Not too small, not too big. The just right kind of cock. Mm-hmm. I think I'd be fearful of someone who is maybe extra large and whatnot. Like, I don't think that would feel pleasurable to me.
Okay.
But I would definitely do DP again with someone that I've played with before, and yeah, I kind of know their jive and how they are and their rhythm.
Sure.
So would do it again. Ah. It was scary, but I'm so glad I did it. It was worth
Go Barry. Like, I were doing it.
He fucking did it, and I am so thankful. Ah. So hot.
That's amazing. Thank you,
Blazenberry. So my takeaway, I think, from this whole experience would be that trying new things is exciting. It's enjoyable. It can ultimately be extremely pleasurable. It could be scary, but if you just put yourself out there and try something new, even if it fails, you at least tried. And in this case, it was super fucking successful. Woo! So get out there and try something new, swinger friends.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So Madison got stuffed, and we're going to take a break, come back with our last segment, the surprise question. Probably have another shot somewhere in here so we can make it through this. So stay tuned. We're back for the last segment in just a moment.
And we're back for our surprise question, this episode coming from Gary, who has strategically wrapped the question up in origami fashion to look like a fox. And yes, we will post a photo of this.
It's pretty good, I'm not going to lie.
So, Kenzie, why don't you open that surprise question up?
All right.
And we can figure out what kind of debauchery or, I don't know, figure out what the fuck we're going to be
saying. It's like Christmas morning over here. I got to open this damn thing up. Ugh, okay.
Here we go.
Good Lord. Whew. This surprise question comes to us from Antoine and Sasha, who were featured in the last Goin' Deep segment in episode 21. Ooh. The question is, what is a song that instantly reminds you of a fun and sexy moment? Oh, no. That's not part of the question. That's my dialogue. Sing a verse of the song and briefly describe the hot, sexy, slutty, and dirty details of that moment. Make it arousing and erotic.
That's a whole Goin' Deep segment in that question there. Wow.
Right? Good Lord. All right. A song that instantly reminds you of a fun and sexy moment. And then describe the hot, sexy, slutty, dirty details of that moment. Holy business.
That's tough.
Yeah, it is.
I feel like in a lot of play sessions, we have music on in the background. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to like rack my brain for something. Mm-hmm. It doesn't quite answer the question, but I feel like there's a song that instantly puts me in like the sexy mood. Mm. Pony.
Yeah. That would have been my guess.
Ride it, my pony. Yeah, that was terrible. So if you Google Pony by Ginuwine, play that over what we just did. That song just makes me think of, because of Magic Mike, like men taking their clothes off, dancing and grinding for me. Mm. Like, it makes me think of every fucking encounter I've had with a single male and Barry, and just gets me going. Like, I hear that song and like touch between my legs. It's wet. Like, I'm ready. Pony plays, I'm ready.
Boom.
There you go. It's that easy, man.
There's the secret.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that easy for me. No, I don't know. That something about that song is just so sexy and hot to me that whenever I hear it, I instantly think of like being sexy in front of other people and like our play sessions. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It just does it for me.
Yeah. Well, oddly enough, on the way here, so folks, friends, we are recording tonight at the Madison and Barry estate. So on the way over here, Gary and I happened to be listening to, I think, Lithium on Sirius XM and Closer by Nine Inch Nails. I think that's the name of the song. Came on. And it is featured in the Magic Mike soundtrack.
Fucking so Magic Mike.
Automatically, I was like, oh, yeah, this song. All right.
It's like sexy.
Because this is when like Joe's character has the woman like in the sex swing at the end for the competition.
Yes. Fucking love that too. Oh, yes.
So there. If you haven't watched Magic Mike or Magic Mike XL, you're missing out on life. But all right. So there was that side note. Yeah. I think the one thing that comes to my mind, because it's recent and because it was fantastic, in my first experience with single male Jay. Mm-hmm. I've told that story already. We had like music playing and something about Motivation by Kelly Rowland. Like that song came on. And I believe at the time I was already on top, like grinding and riding him. Mm. And that song came on and like some sort of like animalistic
it
switch.
It gives you that
like,
power.
Yes. And I was like, yes. Fuck yes. So like that was really good. So yeah. So I don't know. Maybe we need to have a whole episode about like sex playlists.
We
and,
need
like,
to create the that... FWAT sex playlist.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Damn.
That would be amazing. But no, that is such a fun, good question. Because music and like environment and setting can really make such an impact on the overall play session to begin with. So that's super important to kind of keep in mind. I think it can enhance things as you.
Barry and I, we always have some sort of music playing. Yeah. Whether it's like the Pitbull station or it's like the weekend, like something more sexual, but like, I don't know, like current. Yeah. I don't know. Something about music makes the physical motions a lot more intense.
Absolutely.
And like they just mean more. So music plays a big role. That's a really good.
Yeah.
Really good topic.
Thank you for that. The Weeknd is fantastic for sexy
Girl,
time.
Girl, already been doing that the past few times. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, there's for the rest of the world who didn't already know that. That's a good one to check out.
Yeah, the album.
But yeah, I have like my own little Spotify like sexy songs playlist I keep adding to. So yeah, it can be super important.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So thank you guys for that question. We're going to wrap up that part of the episode and basically just kind of close it out now.
Yeah.
You have the best of the best here. We're done.
Thank you everyone for listening. That's it for episode 2022. Oh my God. Episode 22 in 2022.
Yeah, there's a lot of twos happening.
Thank you so much for joining us. Again, like we said at the beginning of the episode, we'd love to hear from you, whether that's via our Instagram or Twitter, FWAT_podcast, or our email, friendsofthetwist@yahoo.com, or just via reviews or ratings on whatever podcast platform you use. We'd so appreciate that.
Yeah. And if you are enjoying listening to us, please tell your sexy, twisty friends, get the word out. We are not sponsored. We're just doing this for fun and to share our experiences with you, but we would love to kind of get the word out. And until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.